Welcome to a special preview of a Patreon-only episode of the Meat for Tea cast. You can go to patreon.com/meatfortea and sign up. For $2 a month or more, you can get exclusive episodes and previews of other special episodes before they come out to the general public. By becoming a Patreon supporter, you help support Meat for Tea and the Meat for Tea cast, which we'll really appreciate. Thanks for listening to the Meat for Tea cast. Here's a preview of this special episode.
Have you heard of Meat for Tea? Now, let's hear a little yelling. This is going to be recorded. This is going to be recorded. Everybody yells? Anyway, I got to get the fans louder now. 1, 2, 3. It's Meat for Tea. And the woman we want to honor is Elizabeth. So please welcome Elizabeth.
Paul's taller than I am. Hi, thank you. I'm not a woman of the woods. I don't like porta potties. I wear a jumpsuit. Bathrooms without mirrors are an appalling occurrence to me. How does one touch up her lipstick, I wonder? That's not a poem, that's just like me bitching.
Go for it.
I'm gonna bring up Joshua Michael Stewart, who will be followed by Jacob Chapman, who will be followed by Candace Curran, and they will introduce each other just in case you forget. Thanks.
All right, you ready to rock?
Yeah.
All right, I have 3 books. They're all over there, and I need gas money. This poem was recently reprinted in the Uniquely Quabbin magazine. Sitting at a picnic table at the Quabbin Reservoir. Muddy bird prints on the pine board top. I want them to belong to eagles or hawks, but convinced they're of duller feathers. I'm unschooled in avian tracks, but read that the Chinese alphabet was inspired by foul feet in snow. There's a rustling behind a boulder, and from behind appears a ruffed grouse. It clucks, pecks at the ground. Shaped like a football awaiting kickoff, it struts my way on 3-pronged toes that match the impressions on the picnic table. I zoom lens skyward, scoped autumn canopy for falcon, vulture, other birds of prey. And here in reddish and copper plumage, the thing I tried to find in a raptor soar hops next to me on the bench and stares with one brown eye. Thank you.
Yeah, let's welcome Jacob. He's got a new book out.
I'm going to read a few poems from my new book, Here Over Here Over Here, published by Human Error Publishing. Thanks, Paul. And a few new poems as well. Spending time with my great uncle. My great uncle said he knew a thing or two about living through a revolution. He had lived all over the world. I asked him what a revolution was, and he said, "What kind of nonsense are they teaching you in school?" For him, everything was either worthwhile or a waste of time. He always asked me to summarize my recent activities. Reading, worthwhile. Playing with friends, worthwhile. Learning math, waste of time. Learning ice skating, waste of time. Learning to swim, worthwhile. Learning Spanish, worthwhile. Learning to sit still in the snow, worthwhile. Very worthwhile. After that one, he looked at me and said, "Young man, you're coming along nicely, despite living in this ridiculous town." I told him he was ridiculous. He laughed and said, "Maybe I am. I grew up here, just like you. One day you'll leave, for some reason or another, and you'll drift through cities with towers where the lights are never turned off. You'll bet huge sums as the entire casino cheers you on. You'll spend a year alone. You'll be asked to join a group in the jungle. You'll survive a bizarre incident involving a goat and a river. And you'll come back here and not quite know what to make of this place. And it won't know what to make of you. And that's okay. It's one of the few places on earth where I can sleep soundly. Whatever happens here, I can see it coming. It can see me coming too." Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Please welcome Candace Curran.
Oh, thank you. It's a thrill to be reading today at the Garlic Festival and with Human Error Press, who does so much for putting these things together. And thank you Meet for Tea for inviting me here to read today. And if you don't have a poem in Meet for Tea, you need to send something into them, because it's a fantastic journal of the valley. And they have very cool circuses, events with music and reading and all kinds of things going on. So you want to do that. How's this sound?
It sounds good, kid.
Thank you.
I know you hear like all that, but we hear just you.
Okay. We'll do it then. This poem, Time of Arrival, was published in Meet for Tea in another form, in a block form. But this is another one that's going to go into a new chapbook I just won a prize for the sound of her good name. Time of Arrival. If you could go back, unwind the coil that was your trajectory, how far would you go if you could fix things, dig trenches to change the channel, a river's flow? How much would you stand up to, speak up for, or shut your face to, if you could erase your stupid-ass partakes, mistakes? If you knew what you now know, what would you cauterize, liquidate, eradicate? What vessel, what would you put your heart into? How far would you go?
If you'd like to hear more of this episode, please go to patreon.com/meetfortea and sign up. Your support will be greatly appreciated. You'll be helping support Meet for Tea and the Meet for Tea cast and all we do. Thanks so much for listening to the Meet for Tea cast. The Meet for Tea cast is produced by Elizabeth McDuffie and Meet for Tea, The Valley Review. Mixed by Mark Allen Miller at Zone Lab, East Hampton, Massachusetts. Visit Meet for Tea at www.meetfortea.com. You can reach us through meetforteacast@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message at anchor.fm/meetforteacast. We welcome suggestions for contents for the Meet for Tea cast. If you've attended a Meet for Tea circ and want to hear from one of the bands or one of the spoken word contributors, please let us know. All portions are copyright Meet for Tea and their respective holders. Vote for Meet for Tea on your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at Elizabeth. Meet for Tea on Instagram. And on the Meet for Tea and Meet for Tea cast Facebook pages. Meet for Tea is available everywhere you get your favorite podcasts.